creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
Today on Culture Click, we talk about holiday stress with Laura Rutlinger, wellness specialist at Winona Health. Laura tells us why people get stressed over the holidays and what can be done to alleviate stress and even prevent it. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Laura Rutlinger on today's Culture Click. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. We're going to talk about stress a little bit in the holiday season. Why is it that stress can kind of ramp up during the holiday season?
Yeah, I think with this time of the year, there's a lot going on in a short amount of time. And there's a lot of expectations that people have and wanting to get together with everybody and have a good holiday season with everybody, too. And that kind of puts a lot of pressure on this time of the year.
Okay. Is there like a healthy amount of stress people can feel? And, you know, how do you know if it's too much?
There is, you know, some stress is good for us. It helps our bodies function. But, you know, there is a line there where stress can take over. It can be too much for our bodies to handle. And that's when you start to feel the fatigue and the burnout that comes along with too much stress. So knowing how to handle that stress is going to help you function in the best way possible. And even when stress levels do get higher, if you know how to handle that stress, what to expect when you do feel stressed, that's going to help you be able to handle it more efficiently.
Okay, so maybe some preventative measures in there then?
Yeah. If you know what causes you stress, maybe there's certain triggers that come up this time of the year or things that do cause you more stress than others. If you know those things are coming up, you can kind of prepare for them in advance and have those techniques that you use to handle that stress, lower your stress amounts. That's going to help you get through more efficiently.
Okay, so it's kind of about knowing yourself then, huh?
Exactly, yes. Yep, knowing yourself, knowing what causes you stress, how you handle that stress, what effects it has on your body, that's going to be really important.
Okay. Does depression often come with stress, or can one feed into the other? Or
it can, yeah. I think it depends on the person, what kind of stress you're experiencing. With the holiday season, there are certain times when depression or grief can come up. You know, it's a time when families get together. So if you're missing a family member or maybe you can't get together with your family during this time of the year, that can cause some sadness that comes up too. So, that could lead into stress as well if there are certain things that you are feeling sad about and, you know, wanting to have control over those things that can help you manage that stress a little bit better, too, when it does come up.
Okay. And then, you know, there's a lot of shopping, gift giving, stuff like that. Does that help or hurt to partake in that kind of activity?
Yeah, I think it depends. Okay. It certainly does cause some stress this time of the year. We're wanting to find the perfect gifts for our friends, for our family, and making sure that we can get those things on time for our holiday get-togethers. And I think that does add a lot of pressure to the holiday season when you're, oftentimes we spend a lot of money on those gifts. And that can be hard if you have financial constraints. You know, you're spending a lot of money on gifts for people. But we want to do that because it makes them feel good. And it makes you feel good to give gifts. So it can certainly add some stress to the holiday season. But if you are preparing for that in advance, I think that can help too. So whether that's just deciding on a budget, how much money you're going to spend on those gifts, how many gifts you're going to get for your family members, for your friends, maybe that's one gift per person, maybe it's no gifts, you know, deciding what you're going to do in your family and kind of setting those expectations for yourself ahead of time.
Okay, so planning and knowing yourself. That sounds like a common theme here.
Exactly, yes. Yep, that's a common theme with anything related to our wellness. If we're able to plan ahead for things and if we're able to have that awareness and think about yourself, your daily experience, what has an impact on you, just getting that deeper understanding of yourself and how you best function and what makes you happy, that's going to help with your overall wellness as well.
Okay. What about diet and exercise? I know this time of year there's a lot of holiday parties, a lot of food. How important is diet and exercise in combating stress?
That's going to be a really important factor. You know, you hear that all the time with anything related to our health. It's always important to be eating well, exercising, keeping yourself moving. And that's especially important here during the holiday season, too, because we do have a lot of extra treats that are around. There's lots of parties, lots of get-togethers, and it always revolves around food. So we want to make sure that you are still thinking about those healthy habits. Don't just completely get rid of those healthy habits that you've been maintaining the whole year just because it's the holiday season. Certainly indulge in some treats with that come this time of the year. You know, sometimes we only have those treats once a year and you want to indulge in them a little bit. But don't abandon your healthy habits just because it is the holiday season. Make sure that you're still eating balanced meals, choosing the healthy options at the party, and keeping in mind your portion sizes that you're having, and also keeping yourself moving. You know, keep the exercise routine. It can be a challenge this time of the year since it's getting cold outside and it's harder to exercise, but just keeping yourself moving during the day, whether that's getting up from your desk and walking down the hall and back, or, you know, standing up and walking in place. We sit down a lot during the winter season, and, you know, a lot of times at our jobs too, we're sitting down all the time. So it's important just to keep yourself moving and up and about.
Okay. And then as far as the food does go, I know some people use food as a coping mechanism. How can we kind of steer away from that?
I think that comes with understanding how stress affects you. You know, a lot of people do turn to food as a coping mechanism. It's a coping mechanism. It's a comfort. You know, it makes you feel good in those stressful times to have those comfort foods. But in turn, that can also lead to the stress having more of an impact on your body if we are eating unhealthy foods. So understanding how stress impacts you, what effect that has on your body, that's really a first step in understanding how to control it, but also keeping those healthy eating habits. So healthier foods can actually help you manage your stress better. So if you are eating nutrient-dense food, veggies, things with our vitamins and minerals in them, you want to be eating those good foods. That's going to help you manage your stress and help your body to manage the stress better than some of those other comfort foods that we often turn to in times of stress too.
Okay, so stick to your routine and eat healthier, and yes, that'll help. Okay. Yes. What about, I also read that certain smells like citrus, things like that can help. Is that really effective, or is that something people should try?
Yeah, it is. Aromatherapy is something that is really popular with alternative medicine. Essential oils is something that you hear a lot about, too. And there is a lot of scientific backing to that. You know, with certain smells, they can have an impact on the way that our bodies function. So lavender is one that's great for relaxation. You see that in a lot of calming products like essential oils and soaps that we have, lotions, that kind of thing. Lavender is a great one for relaxation. So if you do have essential oils, that's great. You can use those and kind of diffuse them in the air around you at home or in your office, whatever that might be. But also, you know, using with lotions, put on a lotion that has lavender in it. That can be calming for you throughout the day too. So if you do find yourself in higher stress environments, lavender can be great. Citrus flavors are great for kind of energizing you, waking you up. So if you have like a lemon or orange, those are great smells that will help to kind of wake you up for the day, too.
Okay, great. You know, you mentioned exercise before, you know, and that it's harder to do in the wintertime. You know, it's too cold outside. Are there specific methods, you know, things people can do to kind of get motivated to get up and walk around? Because I know personally it's hard to get motivated, you know, to begin with. So how can we go about doing that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It's hard to find that motivation. And, you know, if you're somebody that works out regularly, you've gotten into that routine, it's easier to kind of keep that going. But for a lot of us, there's not that regular routine. And the change of season is hard, too. I mean, in this area, it's a lot easier to get outside and exercise in the spring and summer and the fall even. But wintertime is hard. When it's cold, you don't want to be outside for too long. And, you know, it's easier to just kind of hibernate inside and curl up and watch TV, watch a movie, or something like that. But finding that motivation is going to be different for every person. You know, that everyone's activity level is a little bit different. Your interests are a little bit different when it comes to activity. So finding the things that you like. What kind of activities do you like to do? How can you get involved in those, depending on what season it is? And it doesn't have to be something big, you know. You can find those small exercises or just movement throughout the day. You don't have to think of it as, I have to have 30 minutes of activity for it to count. That's not necessarily true. Any kind of movement throughout the day is going to be beneficial for your body. So if you're sitting at your desk, maybe you get up and go to the water fountain to fill up your water bottle. Go down the hall to a different bathroom, maybe one that's farther away. Find those times throughout the day where you can just get up and get a few extra steps, get yourself moving a little bit more.
Okay, so every little bit counts then.
That's right, yes. Every little bit is going to count. You know, it really adds up throughout the day. That extra 1 minute that you spend walking down the hallway and back is going to add up throughout the day. It doesn't have to be in 30-minute chunks at one time.
Okay. And you mentioned routine there, and, you know, we mentioned that as, you know, in relation to food as well. What about sleep and your sleep routine? You know, I mean, people often get stressed. I think they don't sleep enough or sleep too much. You know, what can we do to keep our routine going?
Absolutely. Sleep is one of the most important things that you can do for your body. That's the time when your body has the chance to recover. It allows your cells to kind of recover in the way that they need to, reproduce in the way that they need to, and help you have the energy that you need for the next day. So that's really important at any time during the year, especially during the holiday season. There's a lot going on. It's harder to catch up on your sleep. We're spending more time kind of out and about and doing other activities, but keeping that regular sleep routine is really going to help you have the energy that you need, but also to manage the stress that kind of comes with this time of the year too. So keeping yourself in as regular routine as possible, going to bed at the same time or within a half hour of when you normally go to bed, waking up at the same time, keeping your body in that regular cycle is going to help it function most efficiently because it knows what to expect. You know, it knows, okay, I'm going to get this 7 hours of sleep every night. That's going to help you recharge and be ready to go for the next day.
Okay. Is there a certain amount of sleep that people should get, or does it kind of vary from person to person?
It can vary from person to person. They recommend 7 to 9 hours a night for adults. But if you're getting at least that 7 hours a night, that's really going to help your body be able to function at an optimal level.
Okay. You know, we mentioned that it's cold outside, but there's also a lot less sunlight during this time of year. Is there a way to compensate for that? I've heard of using certain types of lights indoors, or, you know, what can we do to make up for that lack of sunlight?
Sure. Yeah, that is a big challenge with this area. And, you know, oftentimes we go a few days without seeing the sun, it seems like. And that can really take a toll on your mood and how you're feeling for the day. So getting outside as much as you can, you know, even if it is cloudy, the sun rays are still kind of poking through there. We can see the benefits of that if you can spend 5 minutes outside. Get next to a window. If you have a window in your office or if there's a room in your house that has big windows, spend some time in front of the windows there so you can see the light outside. But there are also those sun lamps that you can get, and there is some benefit to having those too, you know, keeping those on at your desk or in any room in your house. If you have those sun lamps, those can be really beneficial this time of the year too.
Okay, maybe I should pick up a sun lamp because my office is in the basement, and then, you know, by the time I get done with work, it's dark already. So
that's a big challenge too when there is limited hours of sunlight. It seems like we get up in the morning, it's dark, and then we go to work, we go to school, whatever that might be, and it's dark by the time you come home. So taking that time, whether it's, you know, even 5 minutes throughout the day, part of your lunch break, go sit by a window or go outside, get some fresh air just for a few minutes a day.
Great. That's a great tip. And how about all the holiday cheer? Does that, you know, that people have, can that make people feel more stressed, or is that kind of beneficial to be around people that are kind of happy and stuff like that?
I think it can be beneficial. You know, the holiday season is a great time for people to get together, and we're really supporting one another and spending time with family and friends. And that can be really uplifting to have that social support around you, spending time with other people and thinking about what we value in each other. And, you know, that can be a really beneficial feeling that you can give yourself when you're thinking about what you are grateful for this time of the year. You know, think about that with Thanksgiving, but that can continue any of the time of the year too. Reminding yourself of what you're grateful for. What are the good things that are going on in your life? A lot of times we think about what's not going right or negative things that are happening, and that kind of takes over our thought patterns. But if you're able to refocus those thought patterns and think about, okay, what's something positive that happened to me today? What is something that I'm grateful for this time of the year? That can be a great way to combat some stress that's happening too.
Okay. So really, it sounds like it does come back to knowing yourself and, you know, really planning. So.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. How about, you know, we mentioned holiday parties and food. What about alcohol? What kind of role does that play?
Alcohol plays a role on your mood as well. You know, with parties that we have, get-togethers, it seems like there's drinks involved at any function that we go to. So, you know, being responsible with how much alcohol you're consuming, it can take a toll on some stress. If you are already experiencing high stress levels, adding alcohol to that can increase that stress and the effect that it has on your body as well. So that's something to be mindful of if you are experiencing higher levels of stress. And, you know, same thing with keeping those healthy eating habits that we have. Be mindful of how much you're drinking during the holiday season, too, and trying to keep healthier options for your drinks, whether it's drinking more water, less sugar in your beverages, those kinds of things. So just to be mindful of healthy drinking habits, too, as well as your healthy eating habits.
Okay. What if you live alone and you kind of lonely? Does that add to your stress? And is there a way, like, are there groups out there, things that people can do to combat loneliness?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that can be a challenge this time of the year. You know, it's hard to experience the holiday season by yourself, and, you know, that can lead into some more negative thought patterns that might take you down to that stressful road. But thinking about the social support you have around you can be a good way to lift your spirits. Contacting friends or family members, neighbors that you have, finding people to get together with. There's a lot of research that shows social interaction is really important for human health. And having the interaction with the people around us, whether, you know, you're just having a conversation with your neighbor or you're going out to lunch with a friend, those things can be really important to lift our spirits this time of the year and kind of take advantage of those social connections that we have in supporting one another.
Okay. What if you don't have a lot of social connections? Can technology like cell phones and social media, can that kind of substitute for that? Can that help or does that hurt more?
It can help. Yeah, absolutely. You know, any kind of connections that we have are going to be beneficial. It doesn't have to be a face-to-face lunch that you're having with somebody. Maybe there's a friend on Facebook that you haven't seen for a year. You can reach out to them and just say, how you doing? Have a conversation that way. Phone calls are great. Text messages are great. Reaching out to family members or friends. And, you know, even if you haven't talked to them in a while, it's nice to kind of reach out and catch up. And that can be a great way to connect with each other, too, taking advantage of the technology that we have available.
Okay, that's good news.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, considering the amount of time a lot of people spend on social media. So.
Exactly, yes, yes. Using it in a healthful way is the important factor there. You know, there's a lot of other things out there that come with social media, but really using it for the connection piece and connecting to those people who are your genuine friends, genuine connections that you have, and reaching out to have a conversation, that can be really helpful.
Okay, great. What about other technology or, you know, or listening to music? Can that be a good stress reliever, music?
Definitely. Yep. Music is a great stress reliever. And it doesn't matter what kind of music it is. It really depends on the person. You know, what kind of music do you like? That's going to help you feel better when you hear that kind of music. You listen to your favorite song. Christmas music is all over this time of the year. And that's a really cheerful genre of music. So, that's a great option for helping to lift your spirits is just listening to those songs that make you feel good.
Okay, that's good news too. I like that. What might be, you know, we've talked about, you know, preventative stuff and knowing yourself, you know, knowing your limits. What do you think is maybe the single most important thing to remember when trying to prevent stress and going into this season?
That's a tough question. There's a lot of factors that go into preventing stress, handling your stress, but I think the most important thing is just knowing yourself and what you have control over. There's a lot of pieces of our environment that come in and cause us stress that we don't have control over. And sometimes that's really what we focus on. So being able to handle the stress, to lower those stress levels, you have to be able to recognize what you have control over and then take the steps towards those things. So what can you bring under your control? What is your priority this time of the year? What are your values this time of the year? And really being intentional about what you're doing and moving towards those priorities.
Okay, good. So if someone is having a really hard time dealing with the holidays and being stressed out, are there resources available like here at Winona Health or places they can go?
Absolutely. If you are having a hard time with stress in your life, reach out to your social support network, your friends, your family. Reach out to your doctor. If you are experiencing high levels of stress, contact your doctor. Contact a provider here at Winona Health. We would be happy to set up a meeting with you, with a provider, just so you can have those conversations and, get started on a track that's going to be beneficial for you. We absolutely have those resources here at Winona Health.
Okay, great. I've been here talking to Laura Rettlinger, and she's a wellness specialist here at Winona Health. Thanks so much for being on our show today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, and thank you for having me.
Thanks again to Laura Rettlinger for joining us today on Culture Click. For more information on how to take control of stress in your life, go to winonahealth.org/stress. To stream today's show or any other episode of Culture Click, go to kqal.org and look for Program Archives under the Media tab. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and I've been here with Laura Rettlinger on today's Culture Click.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. Support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.
Do you want to know about all things Winona and the surrounding area? Tune in to Culture Click Thursdays at 12:30 right here on 89.5 KQAL. Culture Click is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.